Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
With the third selection of the 2019 MLB draft, the Chicago White Sox select Andrew Vaughn, a first baseman from University of California at Berkeley.
Imanaga ready, and the payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep left field. Back is Happ in the corner near the wall. That ball is gone for a home run.
High towering shot by Vaughn down the left field line. And this ball is way up there. Happ goes back and just runs out of room. Tie ball game.
That was the moment. So much pain. After a beautiful first inning.
That was the end of the game.
Seiya Suzuki just with a blast with two men on. It was like, oh, hell yeah.
That felt great.
Oh, my God. And you're swimming in that. And Shota struck out the first two guys. He did. Struck out the first two guys. I'm like, oh, man, here we go. We're rolling.
Things are off to a great start for Craig. And then
that freaking thing.
And then Andrew Vaughn happens. So, you know, Tanny and I were talking a little bit about it. And it's like, really? So, like, the thing that maybe the White Sox weren't ready to admit in his development was, you know what he is? He's a platoon player.
He's a platoon first baseman. That's all he is.
And the crazy part is that you actually had your platoon. You had it. Gavin Sheets plays against righties. Andrew Vaughn plays against lefties.
Yeah, that could have worked just fine. Hear me out, though. What if you put one of those guys in left field and one of those guys in right field and ask him to play every day at difficult corner outfield positions? What if you did that?
Well, I also think that you have a guy in Andrew Vaughn who had a really high draft status,
dude,
too.
That guy never had a moment with the White Sox until this year where he wasn't, where his playing time was in jeopardy. He never had a moment where it was like, dude, you got to earn this ish. You got to earn your spot. That didn't exist in his life with the White Sox. The draft status, like you said, and then brought up, like he never got hungry enough. And then he gets dumped
sent
off
to the minors.
How could that happen, Spies? It was supposed to be Frank Thomas to Konerko to Abreu to Andrew Vaughn. Well, it's a foregone conclusion.
I always think about the former Andrew Vaughn minor league teammate who tweeted the thing about how he like used to play golf in the morning and then come in and work for 10 minutes and then leave. And like that was that. They'd be like, man, what the hell, Andrew?
Well, Pat Murphy was not here for any of that stuff. Here's what he said about their plan for Andrew Vaughn.
Yeah, it wasn't even a conversation. It was really just one sided as we met each other. I was just saying, hey man, and it was 12:30 in the morning or just past noon, and I met him for the first time. I say, I heard you're from where they're from. we have an assistant coach, Jason Lane, the third base coach, and he's from Santa Rosa, so he knows every player from Santa Rosa and talks about it like it's a special place. And so many great players are from there. Every player that's from there is a great player. Anyway, so he said, yeah, he's where they're from. So I said, hey, I heard you're from where they're from. And he smiled, I think. And then I said, hey, look, man, I don't have time to talk, but we got Yamamoto today. I don't know if you've ever seen him, but you're in there. And, you know, if you chase, you go back to AAA. Good luck.
If you chase, you go back to AAA. Good night, everybody.
What I'm going to read for you now are Andrew Vaughn's numbers in Milwaukee. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew Vaughn finished the season. He played 64 games with the Milwaukee Brewers. He ended up as a 1.3 war. By the way, he's a career, I think he's still in the negatives. He's a career negative point. Oh, he's a career 0.9 war. For the season, he's still a negative 0.4 war, even going 1-3 in the 60-some-odd games with the Brewers.
Oh, my God. So just the White Sox part dragged him under.
He was a negative 1.8 war with the White Sox. All right. So his numbers.
Yeah.
His slash line. 308, 375, 493.
Dude, he got...
He was an 869 OPS player, a 141 mm-hmm. OPS plus with the Brewers.
He got handed a humbling. He gets a peddling. You get a peddling. It was a humbling. He got the humbling sent on his way. And then, oh, I'm in the minors for a different organization? And then he started
raking.
They
don't care about me at all.
They don't give a crap. They don't give a crap about him. And he comes up, and Pat Murphy's like, hey, man, if you chase, you're going back to AAA. All right, good luck, everybody. He's like, oh, I guess I better take that seriously.
And lock in on left-handed pitchers. And yep. he has hit left-handed pitchers.
Texter says, too bad nobody told Luis Robert to stop chasing in that fashion. You may be making a joke, but you could not be more correct about the kind of methodology and teaching and verbiage and firm hand within an organization that the White Sox did not have as all those kids came up and were handed jobs.
I thought about Lou Bob when you were talking about PCA earlier and you said it's hard not to chase. I'm like, yeah, I've been watching a guy for 5 years who still is working on that a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, to get back to Vaughn, like that's kind of the case for the, you know, not to tank in baseball, because when that was like the highest pick the White Sox got in their tankiest of tank seasons, and he wound up in the minor leagues for a different organization in the other league.
Was it Adley Rutschman and Bobby Witt Jr.?
Oh, yeah, it was a pretty good draft.
Yeah, those are the guys who went before.
But you had a good manager. That's the problem. You had a good manager, and he was not going to let them tank all the way.
Mm-hmm. Adley Rutschman, Bobby Witt
decent,
Jr.
Decent.
Yeah.
It's just...
Here's Spencer Torkelson, though, big part of things for Detroit. That's another Pac-10 first baseman.
I can't find myself being happy for him. I ordinarily, I would. And I was watching the game with my friend Alicia, who's a huge White Sox fan, who completely punted on the White Sox this past season.
She a cultural White Sox fan like you?
No, she's more diehard than I am.
Yeah.
But she was like, I'm not doing this year. So we're sitting there watching the game, and he hits the home run, and she goes, wait, he's good now? I'm like, yeah.
Okay, and who was madder? White Sox fans or Cub fans when that happened?
I feel like it's 50-50. I think that there are White Sox fans being like, really? Like, you're this guy now?
Yeah, maybe Sox fans were madder. Cub fans were just sadder.
Yeah, it was very sad.
It was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.